Neil Reynolds joins us now. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Ben.
Right. What do you think? Because I enjoyed that game. But I think in the first half, you might have a criticism about the finishing or lack of. But in the second half, the substitutes injected a lot of pace. I mean, what's your thoughts?
Firstly, apologies to the listeners. I've just spent 5 minutes talking about Charlie Ennis in there. Mm-hmm. And why have I talked about Charlie Ennis in there to the younger lads? A lad who's nearly 33. I haven't embarrassed him. I've told him exactly what people need to be. And if you want to be the best version of yourself, that lad gets up and half five every morning, goes to the gym. He goes to the gym in the evenings. He looks after himself meticulously. He goes on all these, put his runs on the group chat. He doesn't know he's a certain starter yet. So every time he comes on or he plays, he makes an impression. Some nonsense that I'm hearing up and down that he's not good enough and he's this. You've just seen a masterclass with Charlie Ennis tonight. And then Robbie Savage just said it. The management team just said it. Who is he? And I went, I don't want to say he should have seen him 5 or 6 years ago, because I think he's playing the best football of his career now. But he hasn't, and I've said to the lads, if you want to be the best, you've got to take what he just injected into that team there. And if we do, we'll be okay, because I thought second half, we were incredible. But it was down to him. It was literally down to him. The tempo of the game changed. I thought we did well first half. Two appalling goals again. Mm-hmm. You know, make a decision. We've got to go long. We don't. Then the pass from Eddie, the second goal. And we're going 2-0 down. And how we went 2-0 down is unexplainable. But character of the side came out. Substitutions, Harry McGee again. Yep. Leaving an impression, going and scoring. Thought Jack Hamilton, Josh Askew, immense. I thought Jan Palinkas was levels above anything.
I had Jan Palinkas as a talking point up my sleeve, because obviously, we know you've got a problem for Atherton Coles, but I don't think it's that big a problem anymore.
No, I haven't now. I could say that. I've got more of a problem in and around that to know whether or not we can keep a clean sheet with the two experienced centre halves, and I've challenged them both on that. I've got a problem. You know, at left back, can the left back bring the levels that they brought in pre season? You know, they're going to scrap it out in the middle of the park. I thought Donoghue was great again tonight. Vincent's out injured. Griffiths has got to come back in. I can't lead that horse to water. I can only throw him out there. And I think if you look on the balance of pre-season, I think yourself, Paul, you know, Timmy, I bet you could name 9 out of the starting 11 that would start against Atherton. And that's not because who they are. I think that's because of what they've done in pre-season.
Up front, McCarthy and Linnett. Obviously, Linnett's come back off holiday. Sometimes, obviously, he's finishing. You're going to go, in 3 weeks' time, he's going to nail that. He still managed to get himself in good positions, as did McArthur. It's just them playing together, isn't it?
You'd rather miss him in pre-season. Yeah. You know, Max had one in the first half. He's had two in the second half. Linney's had one in the first half. He's had one in the second half. I just thought we got in really encouraging positions. I thought when we brought on, you know, Jack, and we had the firepower of Linney and McArthur, and, you know, Donoghue in wide areas at times with Jan breaking lines. I just thought we looked explosive, but we're only as good as the lads behind it and how they recycle the ball and how they use the ball. And I think when we play as expansive as we do, you know, we're gonna make mistakes. We're gonna give the ball away. So it's important that when we do, then the back line are, you know, solid and stand tall. And, you know, unfortunately tonight we give away two elementary goals that we should never give away.
You'd rather concede those goals in pre-season. You're not gonna come up against a winger like Berry, though, eh, in the NPL. I mean, he really did inject a lot of life into that first half.
They're fantastic. Macclesfield a really good side. You know, Nicky Maynard was sat in the stands tonight, you know, about to sign for them. We're talking about a club that's aspirationally going to get to the league, you know, and probably before FC United. And that's not me being optimistic. That's me being realistic about the money that's behind the scenes here. And you can only take your hat off. They're doing everything now to win the league this season, to get out. Hopefully we get out this season. If they don't, they'll be on our tails and they'll want to get out then. So you're going to see a team, as long as, you know, the owners hang around, that they're going to challenge for things. So the team that you saw tonight is their first team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've shown at times that there is still a gulf between the Premier League and the First Division. I thought second half at times we pulled them all over the place, but I thought at first half they did it to us. So, you know, there's not a great deal of difference between the top sides in both divisions. But I think Macclesfield will win the league at a canter. And that's a really good test for us tonight, and I'm proud of the boys.
So, last game, Sunday, Clivera away.
Yeah, leave your shin pads at home.
I feel like we've built this game up into some kind of battle, and I'm sure it's going to be a delightful game of football. Yeah. But you've got to be encouraged, haven't you, based on, if we take City Liverpool out of the equation, the Doncaster performance, especially the first 40 minutes, the second half against Bamburgh, especially the second half here, and for most of the first half as well. We have got a bit of momentum, haven't we?
And they're getting used to each other still.
Yeah.
You know, still working out characters. And, you know, I just said I treated tonight as Tuesday night away at Belper. You know, who can I trust to go to Belper when the fans aren't, you know, maybe coming the numbers? And I've learnt a lot of things again tonight. But it's shaping up nicely. But, you know, we've put together a really, really strong squad. And people know the lads we've got out missing at the minute. And they're going to have to come back in and wrestle the shirt off people. People will have up and down moments across the season. It's important that we've got that squad depth to bring people in. But I'm really optimistic. I don't think we'll come across many sides like Macclesfield this season. That's no disrespect to anyone in our league. I think they may be different, but I don't think they'll be, you know, as good and move the ball as well. I think we'll be okay. You know, we've built that side now, and we're hopeful. We're doing a lot of work on the training ground. We've got a lot to do between now and Atherton. You know, the game against Clitheroe will be good, and that'll be a marker because Macclesfield play Clitheroe first game of the season here, so we're going to play, you know, two teams that are going to be up there, I think, in the league below us. So it'll be a good test for us. Two different styles. Clitheroe will be more aggressive, where Macclesfield are more, you know, free flowing. But I think it'll be a good game, and then after that we'll train Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then the squad will be picked on the Friday for the Atherton game, and you know, then the roller coaster does start. But you know, if anybody is sat at home, we're targeting 7 points from our first 9 games. If we got that off to a good start, you know, we'll be happy. And if we don't, then we'll look back on it. But you know, that's the start that we want. And if we get that start, then who knows where we'll end up. But there's going to be a lot of hard work to do between now and the end of them 9 points. But I'm certain that, you know, if we turn up on our night and we play like we can, like you said, Doncaster tonight, second half, Banbury, then we'll give teams a good test.